Yo, we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane the Destroyer, aka True Lover Lover, True Lover Lover, a Mr. Lover Lover, a Mr. Lover Lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice. Yes, y'all. But before we shift gears and pop open these beers, I want to welcome this very, very special person, very, very special guest tonight, y'all. She is an up-and-coming, inspiring comedian. She is hot on the independent scene. Yes, she is, y'all. Hell yeah. And I want to welcome her. Her name is Kendrick Crump. How you doing, Kendrick?
Hey, everything. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling wonderful, baby girl. What's the mood for the night?
Hey, after I leave here, I'm about to go wash dishes and go to a kickback. I ain't been to one of those in some years. I'm like, oh, y'all really like me. Okay, I'm getting invited to stuff.
I was like, you said they really like you, huh?
They really like me. I said, okay, I'm getting invited to stuff.
Oh, I think they like me. Okay, I feel that. Man, that is cool. Yeah, so we're going to go in here and knock this out so you can go join your little kickback thing so you can kick back and chill.
You know what they said? The time starts at, like, they said, oh, it's 8 o'clock until. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not about to be the first person there. I'm like, oh, I'll get there at 9:30. When I spoke to the birthday boy, he said he going to get there at 9:30. I'm like, bro, you're not even going to show up to your own party on time? But, like, you know, this is one of those little hood parties, I guess. Like, don't show. How the birthday boy not showing up on time? Like, that quickly reminds me of this story, right? I remember years back, there was this girl I used to work with. She had she basically had a party that was deep in the country, right? She wasn't even there at her own party, at her own. And then one of the girls told me, she invited two more people. She said, she's like, Kendra, next time, okay, because mind you, I was 18 at the time. She said, Kendra, this is what you do. If you ever get invited to a party, and you know for a fact other people are coming in and everything else like that, what you need to do is, and you know that person's not there, you need to call us and let us know, hey, such and such ain't here, okay, turn around, type of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know that. I thought she was gonna show up at some point. It's like, no, this is what you do from now on. That's what you do. And I said, okay, but I can't. I'm like, bro, how you doing? And you know what, I maybe should hit her up and be like, sis, why don't you ever show up to your own party so many years back? Do you think I should do that? Do you think I should not?
I think you should do it. I think you should go all the way in.
I'm not going to do that. I don't really care. You just brought... If I have a conversation with her in the future, I'll be like, do you remember a few years back when you didn't show up to your own birthday party? What happened that day?
Hey, she going to look at you crazy as hell, man.
That's what I said, man. You out here trying to egg me on. What type of person are you? Really are. Hey, you really are Kane the Destroyer, because you out here destroying people's lives, man.
Man, for real, I am a huge instigator. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll be instigating shit. Yes, yeah. Yes, I am. I ain't gonna lie to you. But check this out, though, man. Okay. I got a few questions for you, baby girl. You know what I'm saying? What I want you to do first, though, I want you to tell all the listeners a little bit about yourself, though.
Kendra Crump, born and raised in Atlanta. Recent graduate of Clark Atlanta University, so I got my bachelor's in mass communications with a concentration in radio, TV, and film. So the goal is to have my own radio and TV show called The Kendra Crump Show, which actually got my own podcast called The Kendra Crump Show as well. With that being also being said, I am a free-spirited individual. I would say hippie, but anytime I say hippie, folks be like, oh yeah, you that Snoop Dogg, smoke some. Hey, hey, hit this loud, boy. It's called the quiet. That's what y'all be smoking on. Zaza, I got that Zaza. You bought that weed from your homeboy and try to sell it to outsell him. Come on now. Ain't nobody playing with you. Anyway, so yeah, that's who I am in a nutshell.
Man, that is wonderful. Man, yeah, people do be trying to push that stuff out on you, talking about some, it's that loud, but it's that real quiet. Mm-hmm. You don't even cough on stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You don't even cough. So you did mention that you graduated from Clark Atlanta, man. So how does it feel to have been the one of the most prestigious black colleges in the country.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, I try to support these black owned businesses, and I'm in debt $40,000. So I mean, however you want to deal with that is how you want to deal with that right there, right? With that being said, I mean, I thought once I was gonna get there, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to find me a little, you know, boo thing, like from Drumline and Stomp the Yard and A Different World. Now I found me another sis. That's what I found.
You found another what?
A sis.
What's a sis?
A man who likes the same thing I like. that's what I found.
That's interesting. So did you live on campus or did you get your little apartment?
The first year I did, and I hated it, man. I was about to mollywop a couple of my roommates, man. Because let me tell you something. I don't like staying in a home with people. I don't do that. I don't care for it. I don't have time for it. I'm disinterested. People ain't gonna always be as clean as you want them to be. I came across two other girls who I was not roommates with, and they told me that they wish we all could have been roommates together. Because they were clean, you know, they cooked. It was just a better experience. I liked it better with them. You know, I liked talking to them, but then eventually they fell by the wayside, you know?
Oh.
So, I mean, but other than that, I really enjoyed talking to them and stuff like that. That is what I will say.
Okay, so you did enjoy that little bit of experience you had with them?
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to those girls, but, you know, it was other than that, that was about it with that, you know? Other than that, that was it. But you know, they went on about their lives and stuff. You know what I learned?
What you learned?
I learned that whole American dream, these are gonna be your guy friends, your girlfriends for life. That's a bunch of bull, okay? Because that is not true. All right, people will they come and they go, man. They come and they go. Like, I think everybody's American dream is different, though.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Everybody's American dream is different. So you know, that's and like, what's your American dream?
My American dream is basically to get myself in a position where I can take care of everything I need to take care of and make a lot of money doing it and having fun. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah, I remember I used to rap at one point in time. I think everybody had their phase where they trying to rap and stuff.
All right, spit me a hot 16 then.
Man, hold up. Let me finish. I used to rap one point in time and stuff. Everything was good and stuff. But my thing was, I kind of grew past it and wanted to get a little more deeper in other stuff. And even though I was pretty nice, you know what I'm saying? I was doing shows and all that other stuff, but I was pretty nice. But as far as the 16, now I can't go in and stuff, but I'm gonna say that for another episode, though.
Let me spit you a high 16 then. You ready?
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna do acapella. All right.
Kendra,
in all black, I stay strapped. What you know about that Krenak mixtape coming out soon?
What? Hey, bars. Hey, she said her name Kendra. Oh, black. That what I'm talking about. I like that. Man, that is crazy. Okay, let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
So what inspired you to want to be a comedian? And what are some of your favorite of all time?
Comedian, what inspired me? A lot of people tell me over time that I was funny, right? I never had anyone to really like. I had kids tell me I was funny. You know, it's three things that don't lie. It's children, a drunk man, and leggings. Okay,
man, what? Say that shit again.
Children, a drunk man, and leggings. Okay,
y'all hear that, right? Y'all hear that.
And some of these women, you know, who got bodies built like gorillas, you know, gorillas that are expiring, they just bar back type women got the nerve to be trying to wear leggings. Like, sis, it's not for you. Lizzo did
not
it.
For gorillas.
Okay, that's Lizzo. All right, she probably gets paid to do that. You ain't getting paid to do that mess, man. Lizzo, shout out Liza, whatever your name is. Shout out to you, okay? Back to the story.
Yeah, but so, what do she really do?
Does the flute. She's good. Dang. You know, I'm going to keep it real with you, right? I am born in the wrong decade, man. I'm born in the wrong decade. I was like, I should have been born between 1969 and 1982, not like the late 90s, because this generation is some foo-foo. Honestly, okay.
Say it again, hell
it's,
yeah.
It's some foo-foo. This TikTok mess going on. There was a time that I've been live back then where they didn't have no social media. All right, people, you, like all that type of stuff, man. But I'm telling you, that's the thing about it. I think the thing is when it comes to social media, because a lot of people are just popular online, and people just follow the crowd, right? And so what I told myself, I just said I jumped on, and I'm tying this back into everything with Lizzo and people and stuff like that. So I decided to jump on Snapchat first, and I was like, you know, welcome back to the Kendra Crumb Show. This is like August 2016, or maybe like September, October. And then at the time, it was like Lil' Kim's Hardcore album, which here's a fun fact, actually wrote some of her lyrics. But we've been like beefing since the 90s, and I told her if she don't put my name on the credits, then I'm going to keep telling folks that she looks like a character from Saw. Big back to the story. So I started posting my videos late 2017, early 2018 on IG because I realized that you can go a lot more viral on IG than you can on you know, Snapchat. But that's the thing, like I said, it's a popularity contest. Because I'm going to do my last stand-up December 29th on the south side of Atlanta, right? A lot of folks who have told me, I had this one cat, he said, I would like to, you know, come check out your performance one day. I said, okay, cool. I didn't know, this is before I really started. Now, I didn't start doing stand-up until, and my top five influences, I don't try to go after people who are, you know, I don't look up to folks because people are still human at the end of the day. And sometimes what happens is you get so excited to meet these entertainers that they will do...
to look up nobody.
But people, I can say that I admire their work and I like what they're doing. My top five, excluding Bernie Mac, Kevin Hart,
yes,
Helen Pryor, excluding those four, my top five are Arnaz J, Carlos Miller, Cedric, Steve Harvey, and Chris Rock. Those are my five right there.
Talk your shit.
But I ain't came across one of them yet. One day. Back to the story. So with all that being said, the thing about it is that I had this is back in, I didn't start doing comedy until June. All right. Did one stand-up show, but and that was via Zoom. Get to October, first week, well, started in September. Then the first week of October, I was just going back to back every single week to with the same crowd, different people. People started sending me invites to go to this place and that place. I'm like, if y'all got, you know, comedy money for me to show up, I'll do it. Because these places be far as hell, man. I'm like, bro, I'm not driving all the way out there. I could drive all the way out there, but I'm not doing that for, what, 5 minutes set? No, thank you. Back to the story. So I had this one cat who told me, he said to me, hey, when you know, I would like to see your comedy or whatever. And I said, look, how about this? If you want to meet me in real life, I go to Walmart. That's my stomping grounds. Let's have fun, the wonderful world of Walmart. We got up in Walmart. He's like, hey, what made you decide to like want to like meet up with me here? I said, because I thought you said you want to meet me in real life. He's like, oh no, I said I can come see you at your comedy show. I said, oh, well, I don't know when I'll be doing comedies. This is gonna be the best thing right here. He's like, okay, cool. So with that being said, he actually, I would say, months go down the line, finally I'm on a regular stand-up, you know, performance comedy thing, and he had ended up saying, you know, I would like to come see it. I said, okay, cool, well come see me, this is where I'm gonna be at. Is this too far from you? No, that's good. I said, okay, great. So one Wednesday goes by, he mentions that he has, you know, had to work late. I said, okay, not a problem. Couple more Wednesdays,
he finally sends me a message
4 Wednesdays later. He's like, hey, I can get a chance to see you this Wednesday. I said, hey, man, I thought you just went ghost. What happened to you? He's like, nah, I had to go out of town, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, now I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, bro, It's called common courtesy. You ain't gonna let folks know that you really just wasn't about that life, that it was better for you to meet up with me where I told you to meet up with me. Okay, is it because it's a fee? All right, but you went to go buy a few things from Walmart. What you bought cost more than what you had to get in to pay. Back to the story. So, like I said, he then mentioned something about how he, like, I think another Wednesday goes by, he mentioned how he was drunk. I'm like, you know, you could just got drunk at the club. But like I said, going back to all of what I'm saying with Lizzo, with anybody, a lot of these comedians out here, man, okay, a lot of these entertainers, they are, and again, Lizzo is no, you gotta say a disclaimer, because in this day and age, you can't be honest, which is why I think to myself, I ask God every day, I'm like, God, is there a reason why I am born 25, 30 years after I was supposed to be born? Is there a reason why, Father? Because I've been, whole years would have been life, man. I would have been, got what I wanted with my fantasy. But now I got to go sit here and go to this club to do it, and I got to check out with this dude, and people just are a lot more nasty. I'm like, bro, 10 of y'all both all got STDs. I don't want that. I feel like back in like the 80s and 90s growing up, and you were a full phone teenager to like an adult. I feel like people didn't have like STDs like they have now. Like they had STDs, but I feel like it wasn't as like rampant as it is now. Back to the story. So, with that being said, a lot of folks online are just popular online. Like I'm telling you, man, people are willing. Kiki Palmer came out with a little TikTok comedic video not too long back, probably a couple earlier in this month, and she said. That it said, Kiki, why haven't we seen you in any like major films? And she says, because we'll tell you to go support us when a regular major film comes out. You don't support us
to
DVD. We go straight to DVD, and that's pretty much how we're booked for a very long time. And basically what she's saying for all the slow ones in the back, because you know a lot of these listeners, they wheels and they bust don't go round and round. Folks will tell you that they gonna support you until it's time to actually support you. Nobody cares to do that. Like I do this little test, right? I got guys who be like, oh, I'm so interested in you. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is what I do. I say, hey, why don't you come to my comedy show? If they do not show up to my comedy show, ain't no more of us. Man, so what's up? What you doing? Bro, why didn't you show up last night? Oh, well, I forgot. Well, why if you forgot, why are you sitting here texting me today? You should have forgot to text me as well. Come on now.
Word.
That's how, hey, where you at? I'm where I was. That's where I'm at.
For real.
Like, I mean, that's the thing though, Kane. Like, I think the thing is, a lot of people, what happens is, and that's why I say I don't want to ever be famous. I just want to be well known, because there's a difference. Well known to me, I feel like you do not sell your soul. You just got it, and it just came naturally, and it came, you know, it came when how it was supposed to come, type of stuff.
Right. That's right.
You know, that's pretty much how I look at that. Well, if you famous, that means you done sold your soul, man. Some of these entertainers, man, I can tell. I'm like, bro, you done sold your soul. And they have the audacity with a capital AUD. You know how to spell the rest. They have the audacity. You know what? Do grown folks spelling be. A lot of folks going to lose. Back to the story. I still cannot spell definitely. I cannot. Back to what's a word you can't spell?
A bunch of them.
Okay, good answer. So back to, you know what's so crazy? I love reading, but when it came to the spelling bee, I only made it past level 2. Like, it never could I understand. I'm like, bro, I have read the most amount of books in this entire school, history, world record, and I still can't spell. Back to the story.
That's how it be, man.
So with that being said, man. But hey, listen. I think my soulmate probably, you know, is blind or something like that, because I'm going to have to start putting, like, you know, little dots so they can scratch and understand what I'm trying to talk to them. That's what I'm starting doing. That was ignorant. Sorry. Hey, man. hey, if you ever have sex, here's a joke for you. If you ever have sex with a deaf girl or a deaf person, no. You know, it's gonna sound like you beating up a baby seal. That's what it's going to sound like when you know. That's terrible. I can't say that. Oh, here's another one. Here's another one. If two blind people have a baby, who's gonna watch it? Oh man, I can't say that. I can't. Hey, here's another one. If you ever feel like your life is horrible, think about the fact that Stevie Wonder has children that he's never seen. He has to pay child support on. It's terrible. Like, how you gonna pay child support on kids you ain't never seen, man?
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Here's one. Because, I mean, all these jokes make probably somebody's going to want to probably commit suicide. And let me tell you something, man. You got to love the suicidal women, you know, the sex with them, because that cooter is limited edition, man. It's beautiful. All right, we're done. We're off those jokes now. But like I said, man, it's like, to me personally, I think the thing is, like, YK Osiris. Are you familiar with him?
I'm still crying. I'm still,
okay. All right, I'll let you catch up.
I'm still crying off that. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I'll let you catch up.
Okay, I'm ready.
But no, have you familiar with YK Osiris?
No, I'm not.
Oh man, you probably have seen him before. He's a light-skinned singer who was, you know, interested in Regine. And I'm like, bro, I'm like thinking to myself, right, because I'm a conspiracy theorist as well.
Okay.
Very well conspiracy theorist. And I was thinking, I said to myself, somebody had said on a conspiracy theorist video, they said YK Osiris. They said the thing is, a lot of these entertainers who sipped the get down juice, basically they sold their soul, they all wear the star ring. Okay. Yeah. All of them wear that star ring. Those rappers, those entertainers, they all wear the star ring. And the guy said, YK Osiris is the most irrelevant dude that I've ever came across. I'm like, bro, how did he get famous? Right. And again, I'm not taking his talent. Like, he is talented, I guess, at what he does, but at the same time, bro was running. I'm like, bro, how did you become relevant, right? How did you, okay, for like I said with Lizzo, like you said, what is she actually? This woman has 10 million followers, over 10 million followers on IG. Is it because a lot of those people, are they bots? Is it because, you know, she really does have a large fan base? How did she get, because I don't know one song by her, not one.
Me either. That's why I was like, what does she do? I'd have heard of Lizzo, but I mean, I ain't never just fuck with anything she did.
That's why I was like, I'm just thinking to myself, what exactly, you know, does she? I just know she's on the shade room a lot, because I think she'll wear something that looks bad on her, and then she starts crying when people are, I guess, are quote unquote bullying her, and then here comes some men to her rescue, and I'm like, what? Well, like, you have to have, you have to, even I've come across a few women who are bigger than average, and they say, Kendra, I'm still modest. You still wear clothing. You wear bigger clothing to fit yourself. Don't sit here and wear a half shirt. Like, it's bad. It just looks bad.
It does. And some of them be knowing it, but some of them be having bad girlfriends. You don't see, like, bad girlfriends. The girlfriend, she's supposed to tell you, be like, nah, baby, don't do that. But these girls be hyping them up. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, you look good.
But do you feel like it's one of those things? Well, here's the thing. I can say something, but what's going to happen is I'm going to get, you know, cursed out. I'm going to get called a female dog. What am I getting called a female dog for? I'm helping you out. You're the one on World Star.
Trending.
You know, but like, I mean, like I said, man, it's just ridiculous. I see a lot of this either at the airport or at Walmart, man. It's a crying shame, man. It's a crying shame.
Yeah, it is, man. Cause I done noticed this though. You know, some people do be making it so fast. Like coming up real fast, and you be like, man, I don't even know what the fuck this motherfucker do. And this motherfucker got 3 billion followers. What the hell?
You know what? You know what it is, like, even with some of these comedians, right? I'm going, again, disclaimer, y'all. Desi Banks, right? You know who Desi Banks is, right?
Mm-hmm. Desi Banks, I know him.
So I'm gonna keep it real with you, right? Okay. Again, and I follow Desi simply because I love his inspirational prayers he posts once every day or every other day that I screenshot and I will send off to people. I really love those prayers. Okay. That's what I love. But like I said, for me personally, the whole, you know, how a hood do, the toxicness, I'm like, bro, I understand. Like, that to me is just, it's and maybe because I grew up in two different type of time periods or whatever else it may be, or whatever, not even two type of time periods, because we're a few years apart. He's a few years older than I am, but at the same time, I think that whole glorifying being toxic with how hood couples and this is what he, you know, all that type of stuff, that to me is ridiculous. Like, I feel like that, like, how am I trying to say it? I guess I feel like it's not necessary. All that yelling going on, that yelling, that screaming going on, everything else like that, to me it's not necessary.
Man, I'm glad you brought up Dizzy Banks because I was watching something online about him. They actually recorded one of his stand-ups, and these are one of his stand-ups that everybody was quiet in that motherfucker. Everybody was quiet. I guess the joke might have went over a lot of people's head. Well, a lot of people's head. And they weren't really just feeling them. But I'm like, damn, they got this shit online. You know what I mean?
You know what was so crazy, right? And I've had somebody tell me that they went to one of his shows, and one of his shows, they said he made this joke and he was targeting white folks, and white folks looked so uncomfortable, and nobody was really laughing, or he made a very bad joke, and tried to do the whole, comedy is recycled, right? But he was doing the whole, hey, you ever been so high and you looked at the weed and you was stuck, and then like a few people laughed. I'm like, bro, y'all ain't heard that before.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. He said that it was like that where here's my thing. What I'm trying to figure out is how do you get these comments where people are reported, like keep reposting and keep screenshotting and keep doing and say, man, you're so hilarious. This was me and my wife. We've been married for 30 years. This is our first time at a comedy show. I'm like, you chose this as the first time as a comedy show? Y'all been married for 30 years? I was about to roast that man, but I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. But with that being, because that's amazing to me, like how it's your first time. Y'all been married for this long, and y'all are finally going to a comedy show.
Yes, finally. Man,
that to me is like crazy. Like, but what I'm just trying to say is, fact of the matter is that I was just trying to understand, you know. I was just trying to understand how he keeps having all these comments saying you're hilarious, I really enjoyed you, you know, and you just have, and I'm wondering to myself, is it because, or is it like he's, and again, this is just my theory, all right, again, we're not hating on Desi, again, I like his creativity, how he somehow he's able to sneak and go to boxing matches and stuff. I like the fact that he's able to do that, but these are questions I'm thinking to myself. Are you paying people to post, went to the comedy show, freaking hilarious? Because like I said, a lot of people keep reposting his material.
Yeah,
regular everyday folks post their material. So I'm thinking like, bro, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, be honest, I'm gonna be straight up with you. I'm shooting straight from the hip.
And did you find that video on YouTube so I can go look it up?
That video?
Yeah, did you find it on YouTube? Or was on the deep web?
I found it on Facebook, but I think I probably can find it on YouTube as well, and I don't mind sending that to you. You know what I'm saying? No problem. If I can find it on YouTube, but most likely if it's on Facebook, it should be on YouTube as well. But
I just say Desi Banks stand up fail. Well, this is how hood dudes. Yeah, man. I don't know. Find it for me.
I got you, baby. Check this out, though. Man, I checked out. To me, he's better just doing the little 3-minute skits. To me, instead of doing the stand-up. Because he's funny, but not that funny. I don't think he can handle a 20-30-minute time limit doing stand-up. I don't think he can handle it. Just be honest with you. But as far as the skits go, he be having some gems and stuff. But I also noticed that the people that he be doing it with be blowing the hell up. And, you know, he's still doing skits. You know what I mean? Like a couple of people, especially like, what's her name? The girl on Wild 'N Out.
Jess Hilarious.
Besides her,
B. Simone. B. Simone's not funny to me, man. All that yelling going on, like she's
baby
not
girl.
Funny.
Yeah,
that's not. She ain't funny to me.
Yeah, she's not funny. And then I remember seeing her. I remember seeing him on Wild 'N Out. I guess he was just there or whatever like that. Maybe a couple seasons ago, he was just there. I guess because he wasn't really just saying anything. Like his little time on Wild 'N Out, because I guess because B. Simone was on there, they probably gave him the green light to go on there as well. And he wasn't really saying anything. And I was like, okay, this your time to shine right here, boss man. You know, this your time to shine. You want to show how funny you is? This your time. But he wasn't really saying anything. I mean, not to me. He wasn't saying anything. But let make a long story short, I honestly believe like he is better at the little small skits than he is at stand-up. He might have a joke here and there, but as far as covering 20 minutes, 30 minutes of just saying stuff, because you know you have to be really talented to be able to do this stuff. You got to be a Carlos Miller. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Carlos, like I said, he can hold down the show for a while.
He can, you know, and then I've been, he one of the people that inspired me. You know what I mean? Because one of the facts about Carlos Miller, he's from Mississippi too. And I'm from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I knew then I had to check him out. You know what I mean? And the fact that I remember him when he was on You Got Jokes. Yeah, except he had hair then.
Yeah.
I remember. So you know that shit was old as hell. But he had hair then, and I think he won You Got Jokes. You know the little show with
Bill Bellamy. Uh-huh. I saw that.
Yes. And
I went to a gay club the other day, Lenox Mall, and I'm like, bro. I was like in 2005, man.
Yes, man. And so as far as like Desi goes, he only good for certain stuff. But I mean, I guess he gotta continue to master his craft. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying? He got to continue to master his craft. Maybe in a couple more years, he'll be a whole lot better. But as of right now, I mean, he only good for certain stuff. I'm not throwing no shade on Desi. I'm not throwing no shade because I like Desi. Mm-hmm. But I just, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to know
like
your
real, recognize real. That's the thing about
Yes. Him. You know what I'm saying? I would tell him this. If he was on here with me, I would tell him the same shit. Because sometimes you don't need those people. They're gonna sit there and be like, yeah, man, this five, when it's not five. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't need that. You don't need somebody gonna kiss your ass and tell you what you want to hear. You need somebody gonna tell you what it is. And despite of how you gonna look at it, it's still gonna be in your head. You might get mad at me for telling you how it is, but guess what though? You're gonna work on it though. Mm-hmm. You're gonna listen. You gonna listen. I'm just being real. Damn, I'm trying to take over the damn interview.
No, hey, I mean it's okay. You saying one thing, I'm saying next. I think we both in agreement about a lot of different things, so it's all good.
And that's real. That's real. But yeah, man, as far as Desi go, he okay. I mean, he okay.
You know what's crazy? So Country, even with Country Wayne, right? Wayne to me is more talented than Desi, like with his multiple skits on a day-to-day base. But the Country Wayne don't have as many followers as Desi. Why do you feel like Desi has more followers than Country Wayne?
I don't know. Probably I'm not sure. But I know you can't elaborate on it.
I don't know. I was just asking. I thought you would know the answer.
Damn. Hey, but I do like Country Wayne better. Man, that is funny. I do like Country Wayne better than Desi, though. I like Country Wayne. Mm-hmm. Country Wayne, I mean, it's like he mastered his craft a little bit better than Desi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if Desi been doing it longer than Country Wayne, but Country Wayne is doing it better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing it better. And I'd also peeked out Country Wayne on, I always been checking out Country Wayne. I also been, he was also on 85 South Show, which is one of my favorite podcasts.
The difference, did you listen to Desi Banks on 85 South Show as well or no?
Yeah, I listen to him.
Between the two episodes, which one do you feel like had more fire to it? Desi Banks, 85 South episode or Country Wayne?
I like Country Wayne better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's up for debate. It's up for debate. You know, everybody has
a because I haven't listened to either one. So I was like, which interview, which podcast episode that day was better? The one with Desi or the one with Country? So
I like Country Wayne a little better. You know, Country Wayne was throwing out throwing out gems, and Country Wayne was also he was trying to rap. You know, he was doing a little rap thing and stuff like they trying to hang in with Carlos and them. You know, Carlos, they been doing that shit. You know, then with the rap things like that. But to me, it was more of Country Wayne more than Desi. Desi okay. Like I said, I like Desi, but Country Wayne got Desi. You know, maybe in a few more years it might be different, but as of right now,
he already has a large platform, so I don't think it is going to be no type of different. This is who he is.
That's who he is. And I respect that. I respect that. That's who he is. You know what I'm saying? And so he has his people that fucks with him. You know what I mean? Long as you got your people that fucks with you, you're not worried about nothing. Especially if you have a large following that fucks with you. That anything you post, they checking it out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like I said, I like Desi. I've been watching Desi since, you know what I'm saying, since when he first came out. But I just like, look, I like Country Wayne a little better. I do. But I'm not giving no shade to Desi. I promise I'm not. Country Wayne,
again, that's what we're not. We're just keeping it, you know, again, not everybody's going to like what you got going on. But if you got more followers, you know, more positive than negative, then you're doing your thing. I just, like I said, I think the thing is it's a popularity contest at the end of the day.
It is. It's a popularity contest. It is. You know, maybe a little bit of politics. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? If I had to go with someone, just say, if I was throwing a party and I was able to pick between Country Wayne and Desi, I will probably pick Country Wayne. Mm-hmm. Most likely.
Of course. Me too.
Because me too. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a goofy motherfucker. I love to laugh. Mm-hmm. And I'm goofy as hell. And I think Country Wayne would have me fucking rolling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll have me rolling. But you know, Desi can probably open up for Country Wayne.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, he can open up.
But yeah, definitely, like I said, send the video to me. I want to see that fail, man. We ain't talking about with the hood dude, right? Where he pretend to be how a hood dude get up on stage, because there's a difference.
Mm-mm.
We're not talking about that.
No. But
he did a skit where he said when a hood dude does comedy. In a green shirt.
That wasn't it.
Oh, shoot. Okay. All right.
That wasn't it. That was an actual.
Like I said, podcast episode ends, I want you to send it to me so I can go look at it.
Yes. I'm going to have to look for it now because I seen that shit probably like a month ago.
Oh, man.
I'll look for it for you though, baby. It's not no problem. If I don't give it to you tonight, I'll give it to you and let you check it out. Mm-hmm. Like real shit. My word is everything.
Word is bond. Word is bond. Yeah. That's good, man. That's good.
I'm big on my word. I'm gonna look for it. If it take me a couple days or whatever, I'm gonna look for it.
All right, guys. He gonna hold me to it. Y'all jump in my DM. All the people out there jump in my DM and let me know if he did it or not.
Hey, that's real. That's real right there. But yeah, but damn, we got sidetracked like a motherfucker. We got sidetracked.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Cause we getting down to the nitty gritty. You know what I'm saying, man? Me, okay. Check me out. I have checked out your stuff on YouTube and everything, man. And the way you come, I love it because the style of comedic style that you have, I be on that shit. I be on it. You know, I love shit like that. So my question is for you to tell the people what kind of comedy that you demonstrate on your platform.
Situational, realism, not caring. in that order.
Man, what? What? Man, you had me rolling, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. You had me rolling. Yeah, so y'all people out there, y'all listeners, please, please check out Kendra. Man, she funny as hell. She funny as fuck, y'all. Yeah, man, man, who doesn't like to laugh?
Exactly. You know what I mean? People who act like, you know, somebody pissing next cereal, that's who don't like to laugh.
I'm trying to tell you, for real. Okay, check this out. So, what are your thoughts on the comedians from back in the day, like way back in the day, your Eddie Murphys, your Richard Pryor's and stuff like that, compared to the current ones that's out now? Is the content better than back then, or can you say it has elevated?
I feel like it probably was better back then than it is now.
Okay.
In my honest opinion, that's how I feel about that.
Man,
you know, to be real with you, I feel like that was just the raw uncut, because people really didn't have social media and memes to like help them out. They just, you know, would. They did their thing. So yeah, back then was better.
Yeah, man. I still remember my mama. She had an old record player, right? And she had some of them old comedians that she used to play. Like when she had a little company over, she used to play some of them old comedians. And me and my sister used to sit there and try to listen. And knowing damn well our bad ass won't be in the goddamn bed. Mm-hmm. We in the hallway. Way at the hallway and listening. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what the hell they listen to while we in the bed. So we listening and stuff. And you know, as us being a young age, some of them jokes like went straight over our heads.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it'll go straight over your head until you listen to it when you older. But some of them jokes, it didn't go on our head, it hit a dead in our face. And we'll hear it and we'll start laughing. We'll laugh loud and stuff like that. And mom be like, if y'all won't take y'all ass to the goddamn bed right by now, I'm gonna fuck both y'all up. So we'll take off running back to our bedroom.
Yeah.
We'll take off. But I still remember.
Would you repeat some of the same jokes at school the next day?
Man, you know I did. All
right.
No, I did, because they were listening to Richard Pryor and Red Fox. And I said, oh, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Now I think about it, I'm like, oh, man. These motherfuckers here, you know what I'm saying? They funny. They funny. And I was hoping to find some old Eddie Murphy, because some of his shit was straight, too. You know what I mean? I ain't going to say all his shit was straight, but some of his shit was straight.
Was good. Listen, kind of, okay, all right.
Yeah, I did like Richard Pryor and Red Fox, especially Red Fox. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can say that it was better back then, right?
I would say that. I feel like it was. You know, it was. People were out there raw, so that's pretty much how I felt about that.
Yeah, and then you know, nowadays everybody's so damn sensitive now, man.
And that's what I'm saying. People didn't care. They just, you said what you said, and people took it.
That was,
you know,
it.
How they took it.
Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, people are so sensitive nowadays, man. Everybody talking about this, talking about that, and then these people are getting blackballed. People are, mm-hmm. you know, saying, feeling some type of way. Mm-hmm. Why you say this? Kind of like currently. Chappelle been going through some stuff because his last comedy show, and I watched that comedy show that he did, where he was talking about the trans and stuff like that, and people felt some type
wrong.
Of way.
He just was telling the truth. He didn't say nothing wrong.
Nothing, and it was entertaining. You know what I mean? Because I'm a big Chappelle fan.
Real have you ever seen him in person before? Or do you go? Have you been to a lot of his stand-ups?
Never.
Okay. How you call yourself a fan, but you ain't been to a stand-up? Come on now.
Hell, because goddamn, I stay in Mississippi.
What's that supposed to mean? You mean that he's not traveling to go to the next city 2 hours over?
check this out. If he'd have brought his country ass down here to goddamn at least Louisiana or Memphis, oh, I've been there.
No. If he hasn't gone there, you got to go to him. Come on now.
Well, I got the next best thing. Next best thing, I will watch the fuck out of his goddamn comedy show.
Yeah. I'll watch the hell out of it. I hope he's listening to this and he can somehow get that, you know, black ball like he gets blank. As soon as you see, hey, God, cut. I hope that happens.
Don't be like that, man.
I can be a hater if I want to.
So have you checked out some of his stuff? Like, have you been to one of his shows?
I have not.
You have not? Okay.
I haven't. I'm just YouTube with it. But like I said, there are some people, like I said, who I like, but I'm not going, I don't know, I don't try to go too crazy over it, over certain things. So
yeah. Because I do kind of feel like the Chappelle that I grew to love then is different from the one that is now. You know what I mean? Especially how he was skinny as hell back then now. And then he been gone a little while. Now he bulked up. Dude looked like he gained about 30, 40 pounds in muscle.
He did. He did. You know, after they kidnapped him in Africa, but you didn't hear that from me. This ain't the same Chappelle that we have now. Come on. Now, after he revealed what he said about Oprah to Oprah on the Oprah show, he ran off. And this is not the same Chappelle. But again, guys, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Don't believe nothing I say. You do your own research.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said it because I am too. I'm a conspiracy theorist too. Now, there's certain stuff I cannot touch or I can't go deep into, but it's certain shit that I can. Just like you said, people that's listening, they got to do their own research on this shit. They gonna have to. But I think differently. You know what I mean? I think a whole lot differently. And but yeah, he was like one of my biggest dudes. You know what I'm saying? Even though they were talking about some he smoking crack and moved to Africa and shit like that. So I'm like,
anything is possible, man. I don't put nothing past nobody.
Yeah. I'll put nothing past.
You know,
if you got a little money, and then he did turn down all that money from the Chappelle show, but I don't blame him though. I kind of don't blame him because from the comedy show, the Chappelle show thing, his revenue he drawed $500 million or shit like that, and then they was offering to give him 50 of that. I'm like, come on now. Y'all could gamble a little more than that.
Listen, being a black man in America or being black period in America is like playing all Madden, okay?
Say this shit loud so the people in the back.
Hey, man, being black in America is like playing all Madden. So they're going to give you what they give you. That's it.
That's real, man. They're going to give you what they're going to give you. So let me ask you another question. What are some of your goals for the future and where you see yourself in 5 years?
Going back to school next month to be on the road to receiving my PhD in child psychology. The reason I chose child psychology is because a lot of our trauma stems from childhood. And, you know, that's why you have so many crappy adults out here in the world because they don't know how to properly root that trauma out. So my goal is to try to help anybody that I can, but I know you're not gonna be able to help everybody. Another goal of mine within like now next 5 years, have my own radio and television show. Another goal is to be an author, and I am, you know, I've already finished up a book. I just gotta get it self-published. Another goal of mine is to probably be a minister, I guess.
Okay.
And to go play basketball, like WNBA. But then again, I realized all that practice. I don't want to practice. I just want to play. Yeah, I don't know how much I got to pay them to just allow me to be on the team. Another goal of mine, go be a rapper. That's like a far, far goal. But I want to be somebody to be my ghostwriter. So, I mean, that's it. Just look. Another goal of mine is for y'all to watch me in the making. That's it.
Yes. Be honest, man. I'm going to tell you now, man. You are very extraordinary. And if people not been checking you out, they're sleeping on you. They sleeping on you like a motherfucker.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all good, man.
Yeah, because like I said, I checked out a lot of stuff from you. I checked out your podcast as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I checked all this stuff out. And man, yeah, You are a diamond in the rough.
Hey, there it is. That's what it is.
And it's coming straight from the Grown Folks Talk and Sip podcast. Man, y'all sleeping on my girl, man.
Hey, man, check to all 30,000 of you listeners, just go check me out, man. Y'all see me in person, y'all can speak. I'm nice.
So you nice in person?
Yeah, I had somebody the other day ask me for my autograph. So really? I wrote HNIC.
Mm. What? Head bitch in charge.
No, head HNIC.
Oh, HNIC. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, man. That's cool though, man. I know I'd had people come to me like at the gas station and shit, and they wanted me to do my intro. Stop me at the gas station knowing I'm mad as hell because how gas got them to went up. I'm mad as hell. And most people be like, oh yeah, I listen to you. Aren't you Kay? I'm like, yes, baby. And yeah, me and my homegirl, we want you to do your intro. I'm like, I'm looking around. I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. So I did my intro because they like the they like certain parts of my intro, I guess. I don't know, but that's a big thing. I mean, that's a big thing around here, to be honest, I guess. But because my shit is so catchy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I work hard on my craft, you know.
As you should, man. Yeah. Like, listen, take pride in what you got, man.
That's right. That's right, man. And so. Yeah, people, it ain't one the first time. It was a couple times that shit that happened where I walk past people and they'll say, true lover, lover, true lover, lover.
That's good, man. You getting recognized. That's dope. That's actually dope.
Yeah, that is cool. It'd be funny as hell. Like I said, though, I'm a goofy person. I'm a very goofy person. So it'd be funny to me. You know what I mean? It'd be kind of funny to me. So, yeah. But yeah, man, I do know you are a very busy person. You're a very busy person. You are very talented and on so many different levels. You can do a lot of shit. And then just by your goals, girl, I say whatever you decide you want to do and push, go for it. Go for it. Because you already the shit, but you're going to be the shit without the funky scent. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Of course. Of course. I appreciate it. Thank you for speaking that.
Yes, girl. You are the shit, for real. You're very multi-talented, man. We need people like that. And then I love your comical little shit that you put out. Man, I do love that shit. But let me ask you something. Is there anybody you want to do a shout-out to or you want to... You know what I'm saying? Throw out there like that or anything like that?
Yeah, I want to shout out to Job in the Bible because his name is like Job. I want to shout out to Noah also in the Bible because he really was like, hey man, I'm going to get two of y'all. Rest of y'all can't come. Two of you, two of you, two of you. We all going to be in this boat together. I want to give a shout out to God, you know, because without God, I am nothing. And, I want to give a shout out to Eve because I really felt like she like counted all of Adam's ribs to make sure another woman wasn't created, but you know, Lilith came first. So that's all. Oh wait, I want to give a shout out to the head deacon at the church. Hey man, I know for a fact you be using that church van as an Uber.
Oh man!
All right, that's it. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, this is crazy. Oh yeah, man. Okay, God damn. Hey, you gotta lay it on me kind of thick, man. Oh my goodness. Yeah,
by the way, I wanna give a shout out to the women who have really big butts and childish breasts. Their breasts look like they just finished cooking like bacon in the oven, those cookies that finished baking in the oven. I wanna give a shout out to the women, you know, who got like nothing but breasts and no butt. It's like you got a long ass back. Like we can use your back for a cutting board and we don't even have to go to the store. We done saved $10. Thank you. I wanna give a shout out I wanna give a shout out to all the strippers who gonna be listening to this podcast, and afterwards they gotta go to work. I wanna give a shout out to the strippers who are doing doubles because they ain't got no ride home, man. They waiting for the girl to come in and take them home.
Man, Lord have mercy.
I wanna give a shout out to women out there who got STDs and they got the nerve to squirt. Like, don't you know that that's nice? I want to give a shout out to all these couples who actually, like, they fake happy. Y'all just got herpes, man. All right, I gotta go. I'm getting tired. I need to go watch this.
Oh my god, man, what the fuck, bruh? let me get together, man. Oh my god, what in the fuck? God damn.
Wait, one more. I want to give a shout out to all the studs out there that be trying to holler at me, and it's like, sis, I know you look like Manny Fresh, POP, hold it down, Trick Daddy, Lil Boosie, and Webby, but can I get somebody who actually looks attractive to try to holler at me? Like, what do you think this is? I want to give a shout out to all the women who be sucking on stud straps, and they be like, oh my gosh, it feels good. What? She can't feel that. Quit moaning. I want to give a shout out to all the women out there who be sucking on straps and somehow they get strap throat. Like, lady, don't you realize, like, it's your fault. It's your fault, man. Shout out to the studs out there who don't realize that stud stands for still titties under that shirt.
Still titties under that shirt.
I gotta go. You gotta get
okay, yeah,
so
you
I
gotta
go.
Go.
So I can go do some dishes, man.
Oh my god.
I appreciate Kane. You've been wonderful, man. I appreciate my Instagram, y'all. Make sure y'all follow me. If you don't be one of these people who sits here and follows me and sends me or a fake follow and send me a DM and be like, hey, I want to come on your podcast. I'm not following you though. I'm like, oh, okay. My Instagram is TheKendraCrumShow. So D is in the K Y. N as in Nancy, D-R-A-C-R-U, M as in Mary, P as in Paul Show. Not with no money sign. I'm not no fake ass ASAP Rocky, okay? S-H-O-W. All right,
word.
My YouTube is Kendra Crump, K-Y-N-D-R-A, space C-R-U-M as in Mary, P as in Paul. And I want to give a shout out to all the white folks out there who like somehow know they know like the types of breeds of 500 dogs, but they keep getting me and another black person mixed up. I want to give a shout out to all the black folks out there who claim that I look like somebody that they know, and I really don't. I don't look like your kid. I had this man earlier today who said I look like his kid. I'm like, bro, I mean, I said, yeah, I guess I could see the resemblance 30 years ago. I was not born 30 years ago. I'm just saying, like, I don't look like them. Come on now. You know I don't look like. I said, take a picture. I said, I don't look. Come on. So you know I look better than your child. She's 18. She's a very good, you know, to my knowledge, she ain't had sex. Oh, honey, she done did something. She don't smoke or drink. When I was 18, I didn't do any. Well, no. Before I graduated, I didn't do nothing. I left high school pure virgin, man. Hey, man, shout out to my hot man. I think I still got it. Or maybe the doctor, like, poked it out when I was 14. Or maybe I just never had one. Hey, you know, I don't know. I don't know where it went. I don't know. All right.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Kane, for having me. Make sure you guys check me out. I really do have to go, okay? I love you, man. You be good. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. You be good now, brother.
Yes, but before we go, I want you to say something that we always say before we dip out. Before we dip out, we say, in, out, gone. So I want you to say that one time. In, out, gone.
In, out, gone.
That's right.